Another place it's not easy to find food is East Palo Alto. It's considered a food desert, a place where residents have to rely on corner stores for their groceries. For more than 30 years, the area did not have its own full-service supermarket. Then a few years ago, grocery chain Mi Pueblo announced it was coming to town. And it was controversial. Demonstrators flooded the streets and packed city council meetings, carrying signs like No to Mi Pueblo, while supporters held signs that said Yes to fresh produce. We'll bring you back with this clip from KGO in 2009.
The opening of the new Mi Pueblo means that people in East Palo Alto won't have to leave town just to get fresh food. The new store is bringing excitement, as you can imagine, but also a little anxiety.
At Country Time Market, business is already down 50%. Managers say they simply can't compete with Mi Pueblo.
It's ironic that the fight over access to fresh food is taking place in a community that was once a vibrant farm town. At least one local farmer thinks it's time for the residents of East Palo Alto to return to their farming roots. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has more.
When you hear the words East Palo Alto, you might just hear Palo Alto, without the East. The Palo Alto that has Stanford. The Palo Alto that has Google, Logitech, Intuit, Sun Microsystems, and PayPal. Oh, and also Facebook, AOL, and Skype. With all those companies around, you might be wondering, what's the unemployment rate in a place like Palo Alto? Glad you asked. As far as unemployment rates go, it's a nice one. It's only 1.9%. East Palo Alto, which is actually north of Palo Alto, has a lot of corner stores, like One Stop Market, La Estrelita Market and Deli, and good old 7-Eleven. The unemployment rate here, it's 22%. East Palo Alto is also largely an immigrant community. Over half of the residents are from Mexico. Recently, I took a walk through East Palo Alto, down University Avenue, and I asked people where they buy their groceries.
Costco and sometimes Fusco.
Are these places in East Palo Alto?
No.
Oh, do you live in East Palo Alto?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of options in East Palo Alto to get your food from?
There's mainly one, so not really.
Well, if you go to like a Latino store, the main one right now is Mi Pueblo. Other than that, you have to go to Redwood City, Safeway, and Menlo Park, or Lackey's.
East Palo Alto is known as a food desert. That means there's little or no access to healthy food. It's hard to believe that before World War II, all of East Palo Alto was a farm, complete with a chicken colony. By the 1960s, there was an organized community here of African-American farmers. Since then, a lot has changed. Many African Americans left because of violence. In 1992, East Palo Alto had more murders than anywhere else in the nation. Since then, many more have left due to rising housing prices that followed the building of the town's first hotel, the Ravenswood Shopping Center, and a new corporate headquarters for Facebook. But a few of the farmers are still here.
These peppers over here are called manzano peppers. They're from Mexico.
Chris Jensen also has some chickens.
11 laying hens that are actively laying eggs, which is a wonderful thing to have. You can have chickens in your backyard and people don't realize that.
Jensen is the executive director of Collective Roots. That's the East Palo Alto nonprofit with the mission to bring healthy food to East Palo Alto by teaching people how to start gardens in their own backyards. The tomatoes are not his, and neither are the chickens. They belong to different people living around town.
It's set up for folks that live here in the neighborhood, just homes here that they may not have space and access to gardening space.
The Collective Roots headquarters, which doubles as a community gardening space, is easy to find. It's just a few blocks away from the Bayshore Freeway. It's no bigger than your typical front yard, but with more tomatoes. The backyard is just a bit bigger, but there's more chickens, and the plants are taller than you are. The chickens were originally kept at a community garden that Collective Roots set up at East Palo Alto Elementary School.
You know, kids, when they first find out the chickens that we have at the school, they get really grossed out by that. and then they're fine after a while, but they don't realize that, you know, eggs aren't coming from cartons in the grocery store.
Jensen says he grew up with a little garden plot in his home. and his mother's side of the family were all farmers.
I used to spend my summers with my grandparents, who always gardened and saved, you know, preserved as much food as they could. You know, coming out of, you know, people that lived through the Depression, they really have a different perspective on things.
He shares this view with a lot of immigrants in East Palo Alto who come from farming communities in search of better standards of living. Many take on low-paying jobs, and few have time to continue to farm. Others wouldn't even know where to start. Jensen tells me about one man who moved into his apartment building.
He gave him some access to some more of our backyard that we just weren't able to develop yet, and he is growing some amazing vegetables out there. And he's here every day taking care of it, watering it, harvesting. And we're talking to some of his neighbors who mentioned to us that they saw the difference too, that, you know, he never used to talk to them, but now that he's gardening, you know, even though his English skills are a little bit limited, he's, you know, he's talking to them, he's learning English, he's trying to communicate. And the common thread through all this is the garden and, you know, growing things and sharing ideas and sharing seeds with people.
Having so many immigrants in town also means people come to East Palo Alto with different seeds from their home countries.
You can see corn that's like over 15 feet tall, which is a corn, I believe, from Mexico that's a flower corn. We even are testing some things that we haven't grown here before, like quinoa, that kind of funky purple-green plant.
What the farmers don't eat, they can sell at the Farmers Market Collective, launched by Collective Roots back in 2008.
We had a gentleman just started selling with us a couple of weeks ago at the market, starting to sell collard greens, and he was amazed the first day. He made $60 selling greens that he grew in his backyard, and that makes a huge difference when you don't have a lot of money coming in, and he was just blown away that people would want to buy what he grew.
Jensen tells me that Collective Roots also set up something called Fresh Checks so that people can spend their food stamps at the farmers market. So it sounds like people here have everything they need to get access to healthy food if they know where to look. But what about the tools to grow the plants? Where do the tools come from? And the seeds? Don't they need seeds?
I highly encourage that they get a library card. However, technically you don't need one for the seed library.
Aha! That's right! There's a seed lending library here in town. Patrick Sweeney, the East Palo Alto branch manager, tells me the seed lending library has been getting a lot of use since it opened. He says that people don't always consider starting their own gardens, but when the seeds are right in front of them, it starts to feel possible. The seed lending library is essentially just a large box from IKEA, with smaller boxes inside it filled with assorted seeds. There's heirloom squash seeds, strawberry seeds, pea seeds, and hundreds more.
We don't care if people return their seeds. We just want them to grow something. Just it has a little bit more of a cultural aspect to it, I think. And the seed library has sort of a metaphorical aspect to it, I guess, where people are planting the seeds to change their life kind of thing.
While I'm browsing through the seeds in his library, I run into someone who used the seeds to start a garden of his own. His name is Juvenal Flores. His family always had gardens, but that wasn't something he had the opportunity to do. But when the library started circulating seeds, he had his eye on the zucchini seeds. He was surprised when he ended up growing a very large zucchini.
I didn't expect much from the seeds, and it's amazing what nature can produce. Very large zucchinis, and I grew two different kinds of heirloom tomatoes, Roma and regular tomatoes, along with some eggplants. This is the first time I've ever planted a garden, and I was a first hometown buyer this year, and this is my first garden.
That's what the Seed Circulating Library and Collective Roots are all about, showing people in East Palo Alto that if they want healthy food, they can get healthy food. They just might have to grow it themselves. In East Palo Alto, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.